Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right. Once again, this is Industrial Talk with Scott McKenzie. This is take two because I failed on the original intro with our fine guests here, and they're very doggone patient. So we're broadcasting once again from the IoT Solutions World Congress here in Barcelona, Spain. Great food, great people, incredible event. And it's brought to you by Industrial Internet Consortium. That's iiconsortium.org. And you want to know more about IoT? That's iiconsortium.org. If you want to know more about AI, iiconsortium, you get the picture. Go to iiconsortium.org. Find out more, and it's all free, so you can't have an excuse not knowing what's going on. And I'm telling you again, we have a great interview. We're talking with Robert Jackson and Saeed Ali, one with Moxie and the other one with Chevron. And we're going to be talking about how they're deploying IoT in the heat exchanger world. I don't know if that's ever been said in a sentence before. You guys are very patient. So just so that you guys are listeners out there, I forgot to push play, and I'm absolutely a failure when it comes. No. Anyway, you guys are good. So once again, let's talk a little bit about your background. Robert, give us a little background on who you are, what you're all about, and then we're going to go into Saeed, and then we're going to talk a little bit about those IoT heat exchanger solutions that you're doing.
Certainly. So I've spent the last 20 years in the industrial space, working originally with programmable automation controllers for a company called National Instruments, and then more recently expanded into the industrial IoT space and joined Moxa. And really excited to be here. At Moxa, I manage our global partner program, working with partners like Microsoft with their Azure platform, and then as well as AWS and some of our cloud partners.
Okay, Saeed, that's a tough act to follow. I mean, I'm in tears after Robert's explanation. Better it.
So, yeah, I can't top Robert, but so my background, I started Chevron this year. I'm part of the IoT. I'm IoT engineer for the Center of Excellence within Chevron. And then previous to Chevron, I used to work for Schlumberger for 7 years, and then Halliburton 5 years before that. So pretty much been all in gas throughout my career, more or less, and it's been fun so far.
I think you topped mine. I think you did. I think you have it.
And apparently I've been notified that it's not Moxie, it's Moxa. So I tend to do that. It's Moxa. So my wife keeps me on my toes. So you pretty much hit the trifecta when it comes to large companies.
Pretty much, yes.
Jeez, Robert. He outdid you. It's amazing. So let's talk a little bit about it. As you know, we're here broadcasting from this particular event, and what's interesting about it is the level of technology that exists here, right? But you guys are doing it really sort of, you're coming up with solutions. You're coming up with real life. I mean, a lot of people talk out here, and they're thinking about the future and how they're going to deploy this IoT stuff and all the other stuff, but you're doing it. You're doing it real time. Can you give me a sort of a little background on what you're doing together jointly from, and you've got heat exchangers. That's just fascinating to me.
So yeah, so Scott, from Chevron side, we have many heat exchangers in refineries, and these heat exchangers. So what we're trying to do with this solution is we're trying to figure out how can we do predictive maintenance on these heat exchangers. Every time we have a heat exchanger which is scheduled, we keep it offline. So the idea of getting predictive maintenance makes a lot more sense than doing scheduled maintenance. So we're trying to figure out how can we leverage IoT solution and the IoT gateway, and then how can we work with our partner like Moxa to enable that.
Yeah, so what you're doing, you're going to try to put some device out on that particular asset. You're going to be pulling data. You're going to try to figure out what is relevant data, what is actionable data, so that you can, for lack of a better term, sweat the asset. You don't have to do that, scheduled maintenance all the time and put that asset out of. You can sort of do it with some level of insight into the parameters associated with taking that asset out, if necessary, at the right time. Scheduling it right.
Yes.
So are you having any success with that?
So we have deployed this solution in two of our refineries, and so far the results have been great. We are still doing proof of concept on this. But the but the results have been from our stakeholders have been, it's been positive so far. We're deploying the solution.
So how long has it been since you've been deploying the solution?
It's been a year.
It's been a year, and you're still in the proofing?
Yeah, we're still in the proof of concept, just trying to get more data out of these heat exchangers. So we are moving to production in a sense that we are looking into deploying these in different refineries. But before we do that, we are going through making sure that the security part of it and all the other production is ready, the documentation is ready. So we are also working in parallel to that effort as well to get that going.
So I hear what you're saying.
This is a trend we're seeing across many of our customers.
Yeah.
We are past the proof of concept phase.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're not ready for the scale deployment. I mean the industry. If you think about scale deployment, how are you going to manage 10,000 devices in the field today?
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to be able to provision them. You have to provision them securely.
Yeah.
You have to be able to remotely manage those devices.
Yeah.
And you have to be able to provide software updates at multiple layers as well as security patches. And so we're on the leading edge at Mox, actually working with Microsoft and specifically the Microsoft Azure platform.
Yeah, yeah.
It's something that Chevron has standardized on is Azure. But still, wow, to be able to deliver that end-to-end device lifecycle management for 10 devices, 100 devices, very feasible today. But when Chevron and other customers at this scale talk about deployment, they're talking about doing this across their entire set of refineries.
So let me just sort of paint the picture. So I have a device out there, and I'm on a heat exchanger, and I'm pulling data. You've defined what data needs to be pulled. I can't tell you what it is, whatever pressure differentials, I whatever it might be, right?
So temperature differentials, actually.
Temperature. Mm-hmm. You might say temperature differentials. So now I'm pulling data. And I'm pulling data, and I'm sticking it in something. And then I'm determining what is important. And so you've had a success in a way of being able to say, that data is trending in the wrong direction, and we need to do something and get it scheduled.
Right. So in that case, it will be the fouling factor. So the fouling factor inside the heat exchanger will tell us when we need to. So the way we are doing is with the data we're getting in from these from this deployment, we're trying to figure out with the more data, how can we accurately predict that how much life is still left on this asset, so we have deployed in two locations so far, but so far the data which we have been getting, the quality of data we've been getting has been good. We have also seen that most of our refineries are actually looking into this and saying that this can also be applied to different solutions as well.
That is always the case. If you're not in the game, right, if you're not actively trying to seek out solutions to problems and trying to deploy it and execute, you never see the other nuggets that exist out there, which is really a fascinating, you just get out there and try it. So when we start talking, there's multiple types of heat exchangers that capture different types of data, and that's part of the challenge that you guys have, that, you know, this heat exchanger is not always the same, and it's in a different location, and it might be deployed. And when you look at your asset base from a Chevron point of view, it's around the world. So what might be, you know, operating sufficiently in Louisiana could be completely different in, you know, wherever else, Poland, I don't care, you know.
And that's the opportunity we're seeing with many customers.
Yeah.
They want the ability to take and compare data coming from different assets to develop these historical and future predictive trends with AI and machine learning, but we've got to get the data. And the data is often locked within existing proprietary systems, and so Mox has given them an option to connect gateways to access that data and send it to the cloud.
Right.
But the challenge is, okay, how do we scale this? How do we get thousands of gateways out there? How do we go to different heat exchangers and then allow them to have the data to be able to compare and contrast performance results?
Right.
And there's a real shift in industry. A lot of proprietary vendors in the past wanted to sell hardware and then offer a SaaS software solution.
Right, right.
The problem is the hardware vendor then owns the data.
Yeah.
They own the device management. Our customers are all asking for themselves to own the data. It's their data. And so we're integrating natively with Azure so that our customers can have access to their data, they can do predictive maintenance and the trend analysis they need within their own IoT hub and IoT data centers.
Do you know of other companies that are truly trying to track the data on heat exchangers, or is this something that's new?
So this was started last year, actually, and we have worked with some of our other partners as well who've been part of this journey.
Yeah.
So it's been a journey because we've been learning a couple of things as we go along through this, and we've been always trying to improve the solution as we go, and then looking at scalability factor, that's important. So we're trying to see, it can't be just a one-off or two-off solution, it has to be scalable. And to make that scalable across Chevron, as you mentioned, depending on it could be US, it could be somewhere far. So how do you make a scalable solution? And that is always a big challenge within Chevron to do that. And so that's one of the things we are working on to get that scalable.
So what is interesting from my perspective, as you scale, you're always collecting data, information. And that information is valuable because it does differ from location to location, maybe asset to asset. But you're creating that intelligence that just makes you better. That in the long term, you're making the sacrifice today to figure it out, which can be some heavy lifting. But you're in the long run, it makes sense.
Right.
You know.
And we work with many large companies. To be fair, today in IoT, large companies are the ones leading the way.
Yeah.
But Chevron is actually ahead of most.
Yeah.
And some of the things they have is they have an actual IoT center of excellence. And Syed's leading that team with his management. We see that in other industries. We see other industries that have dedicated IoT teams. But Chevron's really in the lead in oil and gas, which is exciting for us to see. The thing we take away as we work with many customers is without that center of excellence for IoT and really the convergence of the IT and OT engineers, it is hard to make progress. It's hard for us to even show them the capabilities we have and them implement it without that internal expertise.
So I understand and I see the value proposition. I'm sold without a doubt. What are the challenges you're dealing with? I mean, what is it?
Right. So basically, some of the challenges we have is what we did is the first thing we started with is we want to make an architecture, which got approval through different various groups within Chevron, and then we also want to make sure the architecture we have in place for our IoT is very secure. So the challenge always is how to make the data more and more secure, and how to get the devices more secure. How can we send data securely over cellular connectivity, or how do we send data where there is no cell connectivity? How do we do that? So those are some of the challenges, especially in remote locations. How do we get that data out? And I think on Chevron, which is, you can imagine Chevron being very broad, we operate in locations where definitely there's not a good cell coverage. We operate in very remote locations, so where there's no power. So how do we leverage that type of, how can we measure, deploy sensors where we have no power, limited cell connectivity, and also send the data through in a secure manner?
But you're going to crack that egg. You're going to figure it out.
Of course.
Absolutely. We are talking IoT trash. Of course we are IoT.
I will say security is a fundamental element.
It's huge.
With everyone we talk to. Every customer, it is the basis of everything.
Everybody out here. And what's interesting, because what's happened here at this conference is that one, right, is that everybody's just hopping on board. Great, I can get data, IoT, IIoT, right, all of that stuff. And there's a buzz about it. And nobody during that time period was talking about, well, maybe there's a security concern. And now we're at the point where there is. And that is being recognized. And that security conversation has to happen at the beginning. Don't just sort of, pencil whip it at the end and say, okay, we're secure. You're going to have that conversation at the beginning to figure it out. Because security typically has a bad rap because they're saying, you can't do something, fill in the blank, because nobody's ever brought them in at the beginning to create a better type of...
Security doesn't deliver the business value our customers want.
Yeah.
Security is critical to protect their business assets.
Right.
And one thing we've seen, a lot of companies try to offer a security solution. Security is an end-to-end approach that requires the entire ecosystem.
It does.
Moxa provides hardware that has roots of trust at the hardware layer, but we also have to have secure clouds. We have to partner with Azure or AWS. We have to partner with Chevron. Chevron has to have security procedures and policies themselves. Everyone plays a role in security for it to be successful.
From my perspective, what's interesting and what you're trying to say, it always gets down to people, right? I don't think it's ever really a limitation on the technology, because right now I think the technology is at a point where, the costs are going down, the capabilities are going up. So you look at that and it's like, okay, that works. But it always gets down to the human element. And that's the roadblock. It's always, that's it,
Agreed,
yeah.
Exactly. Once that been successfully overcome, and then things move forward.
Yeah, to point that out, right, I think one of the things we're also working on is how can we have devices in the field where a technician or someone takes this device and is able to provision this device automatically to the cloud. And in our case, we use Azure, Microsoft Azure for Chevron. But how do we do that seamlessly so the user interface is very friendly? Because that is also, we have seen a big roadblock. If you make things very complicated for people to run, it's never going to be successful.
I'm not going to touch it. I'm just not. I'm going to go back to that paper in a heartbeat.
If you can imagine, if you can think about if you ever had an Apple Watch, if you can think about Apple Watch, you have an Apple Watch. When you're trying to integrate the Apple Watch to your iPhone, it was very simple, very seamless.
Yeah.
There was a barcode or something, and then you just scan that code, and then everything was provisioned. You didn't have to think at all, anything. You didn't have to do any more work. And that is where we are trying to go as an industry. That's where we are trying to go within Chevron as well. How can we make it seamless? Again, security is the most important part, but after that, how do we make it seamless so it has a much higher adoption rate within Chevron?
Adoption is everything. I agree with you 100%. Go ahead.
The other thing we're seeing is there's many different end users. There's the OT operators. Yep. There's the IT engineers.
Yep.
There's the managers. And Chevron's done an amazing job of connecting us with those individuals so that we can build the software and hardware that really fits their needs.
So give me a timeline right now. You guys have deployed a number of things. Give me a timeline. Where do you think you're going to start to roll this bad boy out?
Maybe start with you.
I mean, it's still a work in progress, but the goal is to get this high, get more scalable solution and get it more deployments out there. So hopefully next year will be we are thinking of deploying a lot more sensors. And so it'll be a very interesting journey for us to understand the pain points of deploying a lot of these solutions in the field. And how with this, what we can learn from that.
So what's interesting too is your point of being able to roll it out, right? I've seen this happen sometimes. We get success at whatever that pilot, I hate to use the term, but there's a pilot. We get success and then we start to roll it out. But the rollout is slow and hit or miss. And then all of a sudden it just sort of, it degrades the value proposition. So you have a challenge because maybe you roll it out and like, okay, here's a refinery. We're going to roll it out there. That's it. We're going to make there, and then we're going to collect that data. And then we're going to go over here because you can't just sort of buckshot it.
Right.
You know,
no, you're right. The strategy is very important. How you deploy is very important. I completely agree with you on that. And I think that's all. That's why we have been very careful. We have done a lot of work beforehand to make sure that when we do go with this deployment next year, we should have it should be easier and it should be more structured.
Yes.
Where we deploy from one location and move to another location and so forth. But yeah, to your point, that's a valid concern.
It's huge. I can imagine.
Yeah.
And another thing I think is critical as we move into the true industrial IoT, it's not the same as the past where we're deploying 10,000 devices that are exactly the same.
Right.
Chevron has 50 plus refineries. They're all different.
They're all different
sources of power, different requirements for connectivity.
Yeah.
And that's Mox's history. We've connected devices for years. And so what we want to bring is the value of how can we do that. The same application changes between refineries, but then even within the refinery, there's many different applications.
Yeah, see, it'll probably outlive you guys. And you guys are two young pups.
It's the beginning
it
of the journey.
Definitely outlive me, that's for doggone sure. You guys have been wonderful. I'm telling you right now. That's a bright... And by the way, because Saeed doesn't have a pair of headphones, I'm playing music now.
It's good rock music.
All right. You listeners out there, that's Robert Jackson and Saeed Ali. One's with Moxa.com. Well, Moxa. Go to Moxa.com to find out more. And Saeed comes from a little tiny company called Chevron. Bull. Cutting edge people. Are you guys active out there on LinkedIn?
Of course.
Yes.
Okay. You got to reach out. Robert, and this is not a slam on your name, but Robert Jackson is pretty doggone common.
It is. It's technically Robert C. Jackson III on LinkedIn, so it's very easy if you wanted to find me on LinkedIn there.
I would just probably type in Robert Jackson and then slap in Moxa because I guarantee you're the only one, Robert.
That'd work as well. That's
very
a good
idea.
And
then Saeed Ali put in Chevron. He's out there too as well. And once again, we are broadcasting live from IoT Solutions World Congress. We're in Barcelona, and we're talking IoT. Solutions out there to solve problems, real problems. It's happening here. It's brought to you by those wonderful people at Industrial Internet Consortium. That's iiconsortium.org. And it's all free out there. You go to that website, you find out all the information you need about IoT and also contacts that to help you with questions you might ask. That's iiconsortium.org. Go out there. They're wonderful people. You guys are absolutely great. Sorry about the little mix-up on the old podcast. It's podcast. What do you expect?
It's great. I appreciate it.
You know, I'm just who I am. All right. Thank you very much for joining. Always be bold, be safe, and change the world. That's what we're all about. Thank you very much for joining. We have another great conversation coming your way here at IoT Solutions World Congress. So stay tuned.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.